the hymn tonight was Follow Me, Follow On, Follow On. But it was about following Jesus. But tonight, I want to bring a short message about following. Last Sunday morning, I brought a message. It was a question, really, from chapter 24 of the book of Joshua entitled, Who Will You Serve in 2017? Right? It was a challenge to us. Who are we going to serve in 2017? Well, there's a lot of different things we can serve, a lot of different people, a lot of different gods, right? So the challenge was there. Who are we going to serve in 2017? I put the question anyhow. The obvious answer to that question, which I hope everyone agreed with anyway, originated from verse 24 of Joshua chapter 24, where the people responded to Joshua by declaring, what did they say? The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice will we obey. Praise the Lord. That was good. Did you come to that conclusion? That's what we're going to do? Yeah, good. Okay. Anyhow, tonight I've got another question. I've always got questions, eh? I like asking questions. I like to get a response from the people too. Anyhow, question tonight, it's much like the one I asked on Sunday. But with this one, the answer is twofold. It's twofold. Rather than asking who will you serve in 2017, tonight I want to ask you, who will you follow in 2017? Let me ask the question again, because I don't want to get distracted here. All right. I asked who will you serve in 2017 on Sunday. Tonight I want to ask you, who will you follow? Who will you follow in 2017? And the immediate answer that should come to our minds is that I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen. That's right? That's right. Yeah, we'd all say that. I'm going to follow Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is my leader. Was that your first thought? Is that what you thought? Andy did, yeah. All right, I'm going to follow Jesus. Okay, well, if that was your answer, it's actually the right answer. So we can all go home. That's it. There you go. That's my message. No, there's more to it. Our immediate response should be that we're going to follow Jesus. Should be. We're going to follow his teachings, what we read in the Bible. All right? We're going to follow that. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I say to Andy. I'm going to do that. That's who I'm going to follow. And that's who I'm going to look for my leadership, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And that's what the Bible clearly teaches that we should do. The Bible teaches that. Take your Bibles, please, and open them to Matthew 16, Matthew chapter 16. You'll see that the Bible does say that. So if you got that answer, it's the right answer. Matthew 16, verses 24 to 26 says this. This is the words that Jesus was talking to his disciples, all right? He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow Jesus, right? Is that right? Is that what it says? He says, follow me. Take up your cross. Any man come after him, take up your cross and follow him. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So we see there, best thing to do, answer to our question tonight, we should follow Jesus. Is that right? That's it. We see here that Jesus tells us that we who profess to be Christians should deny ourselves and follow him. Jesus should be our leader and him should we follow, even to the death if necessary. A cross is about death, my friends. Take up your cross is about death. So if you came to that answer already, that you are going to follow Jesus no matter what, then according to Jesus himself, that's the right answer. All right? But, here's that word but again. I want to suggest to you tonight that there is another answer that we can arrive at as to who we will follow in 2017. The Bible teaches us that there is somebody else who we can follow and even should follow. Wow, really? Yeah, really? Having made that seemingly controversial statement, though, I'm going to add a proviso. A condition that says that this other answer must not be to the detriment of our first answer, that we're going to follow Jesus, all right? It can't be to the detriment of that, and nor must it contradict it in any way. If it does, then this second answer I want to offer will be made invalid. Are you interested? Well, let's see what the Bible has to say on this very interesting and important subject. Important. I want you to turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4. And we'll be reading verses 14 to 17. So 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 to 17. Following that, we'll take a look at another passage of Scripture also in 1 Corinthians, but in chapter 11. And we'll see what other legitimate answer there might be to our question, who will you follow in 2017? You all in 1 Corinthians chapter 4? Righto, verses 14 to 17. The Apostle Paul was appealing to the congregation of the Corinthian church. Divisions. We're talking here about divisions, right? Divisions within the congregation had formed. The people had split into separate groups. One group professed to follow Paul, another group professed to follow Apollos, another Cephas, and another professing only to follow Jesus. In the previous chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul had been chastising the people about this disunity. And beginning in verse 14, he states, look up to verse 14, I write unto you not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though we have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have we not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. In other words, it's like he got some children born to him. I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Whoa. Be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son in the faith. He's faithful in the Lord, who will bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, we see that Paul restates this instruction where he says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I have delivered them to you. All right? Let's just offer a little prayer to the Lord about this, because this can sound like, oh, this is a bit controversial. Maybe it's even a bit not right, or heresy, or wrong doctrine or something. So let's pray, eh? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to look into your word tonight and to see what you have to say, Lord. And never mind about what I say or what anyone else says, Lord. And never mind about what other people say, Lord. We want to see what you say on this subject, Lord, of who we should follow. And if we should follow somebody else, then why should we follow them? And we pray, Lord, that there be no confusion, that it be very clear what we're speaking about here tonight will be biblical and good for the people, Lord. Just bless our time together, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. What God wants to teach us here in these two passages of Scripture, as well in other places in the Bible, is that we can and even should follow authorised and approved leaders in His churches who are faithful to Him, faithful to His Word, and who have consistently demonstrated that they are genuine and faithful. If they are, then they have approval and authority even from God to say, along with Paul, be ye followers of me. All right? They can say that and they should say that. But let's be clear to acknowledge that unlike Paul, these leaders within the churches today are not apostles. And what these leaders speak is not infallible. Nor can we record what they teach and then claim it to be inspired scripture. The only infallible authority in the church today is the scriptures themselves. Is that clear? That's the only infallible authority. Despite that there are many false apostles, false prophets and false teachers running to and fro around the world today who would like to think otherwise, even here in Cairns, I might add, we've got people in churches here today who claim to be apostles in the Pentecostal churches. There is no such thing as an infallible pastor or teacher in the churches today. All right? Nobody is infallible. Only the Word of God is infallible. Okay? We've got that clear, eh? Now, you might have heard some very spiritual-sounding Christians make the comment that we are not to follow men. We're not to follow men, all right? In fact, they will try to make out that you believe some kind of heresy if you disagree with them about that. At first, it sounds very scriptural, that we are not to follow men. But I think you should be able to see from the two scriptures we've already referred to that it is right. It is right, and it is biblical to follow certain leaders. Notice that I said certain. certain leaders, not all leaders. And it has to be leaders who live up to the criteria that Scripture demands of them. There are very clear requirements that a leader must meet in order for him or her to be able to proclaim to those they teach, "Be ye followers of me." Right? Years ago, when I took a stand against the false teaching and demonic activities that were being introduced into the AOG churches through the Toronto Blessing False Revival, I was told by pastors and elders that I should just submit myself to the leadership of the church and that I should stop making a fuss and upsetting the people and being a blockage to the free flow of the Holy Spirit being able to come into the church. I was told that I was blocking that. I was told to just follow the leaders because they were the ones who would have to give an account to God for what took place in the church. Just follow the leaders. Because they've been fed false doctrine over many years, people in the Pentecostal churches have been conditioned with the unbiblical belief that they are never to question God's anointed leaders, not for any reason. They've got the saying, "Touch not the Lord's anointed." So everybody's scared. They are threatened with dire consequences originating from the hand of God if they are foolish enough to do that, to go against the leaders. Writing as the general superintendent of the Pentecostal AOG denomination in the 1997 edition of the Australian Evangel magazine, the flagship publication of the AOG for church leaders, for the pastors and leaders in the churches. They had a magazine called the Australian Evangel magazine, all right? I used to get a copy of that. I used to read it. It was very interesting. Anyhow, in that magazine in 1997, Brian Houston of Hillsong Infamy, he wrote the following defence in response to numerous concerns that had been raised with himself and the AOG executive regarding the welcoming of the demonic Toronto Blessing Revival into the AOG churches. This is what he wrote, all right? In defence of all the spiritually blind AOG pastors, he wrote, listen carefully, "There is a need in the church today for gifted followers. There is a need in the church today for gifted followers. It involves taking risks and trusting leadership. Followers have to follow the lead. Further, you have to be able to change direction, often quickly. As the leader turns a corner, you have to have the capacity to go with the flow, wherever it may take you. People are far too quick to turn away from those who have been their spiritual leaders. Followers shouldn't. We should honour and respect them, these leaders. People who don't are insecure." Yeah, you're insecure if you don't do that. I was a very insecure person in the AOG, I can tell you. "Never think," he said, went on and say, "never think that it was a coincidence that God gave you the leader you had." End of quote. Now, that's in the magazine. I've got the magazine still at home. And I actually wrote articles on it too. And as I was defending all this rubbish that was going on, I plastered that all over the place to all the pastors all around the world. So you'll find that quote everywhere on the internet. "Contrary to the idea of followers having to have the capacity to go with the flow and to turn corners quickly as the leader changes direction, the Bible tells us that we are to follow leaders only insofar as they themselves follow Christ. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, 'Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.'" Okay? Take note that there is a condition here in Paul's teaching, and that condition automatically disqualifies a church leader's authority if he doesn't measure up to it. All right? Paul said, "Be ye followers of me," and then he added the proviso, "even as I also am of Christ." In Hebrews 13, we see this condition repeated. Don't worry about turning there for time's sake, but in Hebrews 13:7 it says, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." So remember them that have the rule over you. In other words, you submit to the authority in the church, these people that have spoken the word of God to you. That's the condition. They must have spoken the word of God to you, and it says, "whose faith follow." So again, we can follow a leader who's spoken the word of God and is faithfully abiding by it. We can do that. But there's the condition. If they're not doing that, you don't have to follow that leader. Claiming to follow Christ and speaking the word of God means that the leader is to speak sound doctrine according to the Bible. God doesn't require us to blindly and naively follow the lead of any church leader who is preaching false gospels and doctrines that will wreck our faith. God doesn't tell us to follow those people. Quite the contrary, actually. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, for example, we are told, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." So the opposite to that is, prove all things, hold fast, that was good. What do we do with the stuff that's not good? Toss that out. Get rid of it. All right? In Philippians, I want you to turn this one, please. Philippians 4, chapter 4 and verse 9. Paul confirmed the teaching. He said in Philippians 4, 9. Here he reiterates his teaching that we can and we should follow the teachings and the examples of church leaders who have demonstrated in themselves that they are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are faithful to his word, and that they are demonstrating this faithfulness in their own lives. Not just in the church on Sunday either, okay? But in their homes all week as well. Now, we don't always get into the pastor's home to see what's going on, but you know what I reckon you can tell? You can tell by their actions when they're not at home what they're like at home. You can tell if you're discerning, if you look for signs, all right? So, but anyhow, they must have their demonstrating this faithfulness in their own lives, not just on Sunday, but during the week too, not just in church. Paul said in verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So, those things, Paul said about himself, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Those things that you have witnessed in me, Paul was saying, and what you have learned from me and what you have heard me teach, practice that yourselves. Practice that yourselves. Paul was telling them that all they had seen and known and heard of him, it was proper for them to imitate and follow. Is that right? That's right, ain't it? That's right. So, being a leader in the church is a big responsibility, you know. People are watching you too. But if you're doing what the Bible teaches you, and you're going by that, and you've got the authority to do so, people, they should look to you to lead them. All right? So if you've got a leadership role in the church, be careful about your testimony. Amen? So, who will you follow in 2017? Who will you follow in 2017? If we are a genuine Bible-believing and Bible-obeying church, then in answer to that question, we should be able to profess that we are going to follow the leaders that God has given us in our local church. We can do that. But not to the exclusion of first being followers of Christ. We follow Christ. And then we follow those leaders who demonstrate that they too follow Christ. Amen? Is that clear? Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Turn with me to Philippians 3, please, and we're going to close with this. Philippians 3, I want to read to you verses 17 and 18 of Philippians chapter 3. So don't let anyone tell you, oh, you're not to follow any man. No, you can't say that with a big broad brush. There is a condition in the Bible where you can follow men. And in fact, we want people, we teach people, we want them, if we're a proper leader, we want them to copy us. Missionaries, hey, that's what you go up there in the bush for. You've got to be an example to those people, haven't you? That's right. You want them to follow you. Oh, they say, I'm going to follow Jesus. Yeah, well, they've got to follow you too, all right? All right, Philippians chapter 3, we'll read verses 17, 18, and we're going to close. Philippians verse 17 says, brethren, be followers together of me. Be followers together of me. And mark them which walk so ye have us as an example. Paul is encouraging us to follow him in his example as a professed Christian. He is also encouraging us to follow those leaders down through the church age who imitate his example and who demonstrate it in their own walk with the Lord. Is that right? That's right. However, Paul is also bringing a warning that we are not to follow those professed leaders in the churches who do not walk according to his example and who do not walk according to the teachings of Scripture. In verse 18 he adds, for many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you, and even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. So you've got to be discerning about people who profess to be leaders that might be leading you astray. All right? Don't follow them. Follow the ones that are walking according to the Scriptures. Who will you follow in 2017? That's the question, wasn't it? Who will you follow? I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to do, Andy. But while ever the leadership that God has given us here at Coastline demonstrates in their teachings and in the example of their Christian walk that they too are faithfully following Christ, I'm going to take heed to Paul's teaching and follow them as well. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. You might ask, though, you might have a question here. How can we tell if they are faithfully following Christ themselves? How can we tell that? How are we going to... Oh, Andy knows the answer. It's simple. It's simple, Andy, isn't it? It's so simple to work out if somebody's following Jesus. Observe them. Read the Bible. And then evaluate that their talk agrees with their walk. Okay? Or their walk agrees with their talk. That's all we've got to do. The Scriptures is the thing that we look to for everything in our life. Everything that we do, everything that we believe, and everything that we do comes from the Bible. So, it's very easy, and I really love it sometimes when people go, how do you know when you're right and that person's wrong? Well, let's see what they believe. Let's have a look in the Bible, see what they believe, and see it contradicts the Bible there. Now, what do I believe? I believe this. So, therefore, I know I'm right. Are you going to agree with me that I'm right, or you think I'm still wrong? I'm going by the Bible. Let's get the Bible out and have a look who's right and who's wrong. So if you want to know, is that bloke really walking with the Lord? Well, watch him and see, and then read your Bible and find out, is that biblical to do what he's doing? Answers your question, isn't it? Anyhow, answer to our original question is, I'm going to follow Jesus. And I'm going to follow Pastor James too. Because I tell you what, I've been observing Pastor James now for 4 years, nearly, right? And I see that he is walking according to Scripture. And I say, I'm going to follow him. I'm not going to get in front of him. I might stand beside him, but I'll certainly come behind him too. Okay? I think that's what we all need to do. God's given us a good leader. We need to follow him. Praise the Lord. And he's not a bloke that would abuse you like the AOG did to me and threaten you with death if you question them about what they're doing that's contrary to Scripture. Alright? Pastor James is not like that. So praise the Lord for that. Anyhow, we're going to close and we're going to go home.